Of course, now is the time for our Tribe Talking Tickets with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. I don't think you can buy bait over at Dale's Market. Some places, though, Craig, you can, right? You can.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go in some places like that. But Bob joins us this morning. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Indians, you know, every once in a while there's a little hiccup, and I see that we don't come out on the right end of the score, but the next day we're back at it, no problem.
Absolutely. What, 29-2 over our last 31 games, this edition of the Cleveland Indians, 2017, what, tied for the fourth best record in franchise history with six games to go at 40 games over 500, 98-58, and what this team has done the second half of the season, actually since July 21st and the month of September, just been incredible, remarkable, the spirit and style in which they go about doing their business, obviously really fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun over the weekend, too. I want to play a little highlight of our man, Yan Gomes.
Gomes swings, and he drives one to deep left field. Back goes Hanneman at the wall. He leaps. It is gone. Gomes hits his second. A three-run home run over the leaping Hanneman in left. And the three-run homer has put the Tribe on top. 11-2 as Gomes has a two-homer game in his last two at-bats in the last two innings.
How about that, Bob? You know, this is a guy that a couple years ago, he was carrying the team. He was the guy that was doing it all. Then there was the injury that took place. Now that he's coming back with everything else we have, tell us a little bit, I guess, the way that's really going to benefit us coming up in the postseason here.
Well, absolutely. Having a tandem like Yan Gomes, Roberto Perez healthy to take you into the postseason, not many teams have that kind of catching depth. And Yan Gomes was just a few years ago the best hitting catcher in all of the American League, a Silver Slugger Award winner, and then he had that injury and just derailed him for a little while and has fought back from that. Roberto Perez on his side has emerged as an outstanding young catcher. So we're in a real good spot there, but it's always great to see when Yan can contribute, because he has had obviously his struggles offensively, and whenever he can be a part of it, you feel good for him.
So, Bob, here we go, the final homestand. I can't believe it. Here it is. What can fans expect?
Well, we have six left of the regular season, and then the real show begins, the postseason. A week from Thursday was what it looks like, but Minnesota Twins, who will probably face the New York Yankees in the one-game playoff, and we, if it sits like it is today, we would play the winner of the one-game wild-card playoff game. Twins come for three, and then the White Sox for the weekend, Fan Appreciation Day on Saturday, and then KeyBank Kids Fun Day, and Kids Run the Bases, courtesy of Cleveland Clinic Children's on Sunday. So Indians.com is the place to go for tickets and all the information about the final six home games of the season. That came quickly.
Hey, those Twins are still fighting for a spot, right? I mean, we weren't
sure. Yeah, they're in the second spot for the wild card. The Yankees have clinched the top spot in the one-game wild card playoff. The LA Angels are sitting behind the Minnesota Twins, but it's going to be awfully tough. The Twins would have to collapse for that to happen. So again, if the season were to end today, Houston and Boston would be one of the American League Division Series matchups, and then the Cleveland Indians would await the winner of the New York Yankee Minnesota Twin one-game playoff. And that game will be played at Progressive Field. Our first division series game would be played at Progressive Field on Thursday with a time to be determined.
We're talking to Bob DiBiasio this morning on our Tribe Talk and tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Corey Kluber just keeps adding to his numbers. Is he a shoe-in then for this Cy Young? Is there anybody out there who's also giving him a run, or are we just sort of blinded by what we've been seeing every fourth to fifth day?
Well, I think Corey Kluber has, even with the loss of a month, just remarkable what he's been able to do in the month, you know, with the month missing, the month of May when he was, healing a bad back. Just a remarkable season. Chris Sales had a wonderful year. I think Jason Kipnis said it best after last night's game, that in any other year, Chris Sales probably a shoe-in for the Cy Young Award if Corey Kluber wasn't pitching the way he's pitching this season. League leader in 18 wins, leads in ERA, leads in batting average, second in strikeouts. I mean, it's most every statistic out there, Corey Kluber is ranked number one. So, we all believe that he is should be considered the winner of the Cy Young Award.
Well, the Indians again back in action against Minnesota, coming home. It's funny that we took that West Coast trip, and a lot of times we think, oh no, West Coast trip, we're going to struggle. Who knows what's going to happen? We breezed through that out there west. Now it's back home for the final series against Minnesota, and then the White Sox, and then it's on to the postseason. Another fun October ahead of us. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next week after the conclusion of the regular season. Appreciate it.
That sounds great, guys. Take care. Have a good week. Go Tribe.